It's Wednesday, May 26, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Colonial Pipeline, the flaw known before, the new regulation, the lawsuit, and the trend. Plus, it's not all dreary on the security front. This is the Business of Tech. Let's start by highlighting a piece over on the MIT Technology Review. Here's your summary. On January 11th, Bitdefender announced a flaw in the ransomware that DarkSide was using. Companies could download a free tool from Bitdefender to avoid paying ransoms. The company, however, was not the first to find the flaw. Two security researchers had already noted it and were looking for victims to help discreetly. Bitdefender's announcement was not unnoticed by DarkSide, who publicly thanked the company in a statement. Quote, "Special thanks to Bitdefender for helping fix our issues," DarkSide said. "This will make us even better." And DarkSide unleashed a string of attacks, including on Colonial Pipeline. Link to the full story in the show notes. Speaking of Colonial, the Department of Homeland Security is moving to regulate cybersecurity in the pipeline industry. Per the Washington Post, quote, "The Transportation Security Administration, a DHS unit, will issue a security directive this week requiring pipeline companies to report cyber incidents to federal authorities," senior DHS officials said. "It'll follow up in coming weeks with a more robust set of mandatory rules for how pipeline companies must safeguard their systems against cyber attacks and the steps they should take if they are hacked," the official said. The agency has offered only voluntary guidelines in the past. Unrelated, a punitive class action suit that charges Colonial Pipeline Company's negligence led to the ransomware attack that caused its pipeline to be shut down and to increased gas prices has been filed against the company. Finally, FireEye has released new research highlighting that attacks against operational technology and control systems are increasing, but the attack methods are not sophisticated. So why do we care? Three reasons. First, regulation. This is the process. The government first sets out guidelines which are optional, such as all of the guidance from NIST. Then, it makes that guidance required when industry itself doesn't fix things. If you're crowing that you don't want government to step in and that industry self-regulates, well, here's some evidence that that isn't true. If the industry self-regulated, it wouldn't have this problem. The incentive structure isn't there. Just like the cheapest solution to waste disposal is dumping it in the river. Society likes clean water, so government says you can't do that. The second reason we care. Security software companies are playing a PR game to tout their own solutions, and they're doing so with no skin in the game. Let's say a Bitdefender customer is breached. Do they have any actual skin in the game for the damage? I'm picking on them because of this sequence of events, but don't think they're alone. I'm not advocating security by obscurity. Keeping everything secret as protection doesn't work. That said, did that press release help customers? Third, negligence. I made the prediction for this year that criminal negligence charges would be appearing over security incidents. It isn't quite that level yet, but it's not hard to spot the trend here. Why we care is risk management. IT services companies are assuming this risk and are the last ones holding the bag if something goes wrong. That pressure is going to grow unless the dynamic changes. FireEye's report tells the key story. These attacks are not sophisticated. In many cases, the basics aren't done. Do the basics and know that taking on a customer who won't take your guidance is much more dangerous than it's worth. Let's not make this a totally dreary episode. Justin Sean Johnson pleaded guilty to stealing the personally identifiable information of 65,000 employees of the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. Johnson, also known in the dark web as the Dearth Star or Dearthy Star, was charged with conspiracy, wire fraud, and aggregated identity theft in a 43-count indictment filed last year in May 2020. He remains detained pending sentencing. Now, why do we care? Chalk one up for law enforcement. The U.S. Attorney's and the Secret Service's comments were specifically calling that accountability out. domestically, the system really does work. The reason we care is to be prepared for the event of a breach with a procedure and system to work with law enforcement. In the event of emergency, break glass. As we know, much of the criminal activity is outside the U.S., call your elected officials. Let them know international standards and norms via diplomacy, as well as enforcement, matters to you. Hackers are constantly evolving, exploiting new vulnerabilities and dwelling in SMB environments, until they meet Huntress. Founded by former NSA cyber operators and backed by a team of threat ops researchers, Huntress helps find and stop hidden threats that sneak past preventative security tools. Curious what's lurking in your network? Go to Huntress.com to learn more or start a free 21-day trial. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I swear it's not security all the time, but there's been a lot to cover lately. I'm going to keep an eye out for new stories, and we'll wrap up Microsoft Build later in the week. Talk to you tomorrow.